You know, with us doing what we've been doing for a couple of decades and seeing that what you said, that's 100% correct. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. That's exactly the reason why people leave. And that's when you have the right leadership, even like, for example, we're at a store right now and our inventory is kind of light. You know, we've had a little issues with inventory. It's been kind of tough to buy vehicles, but because of the coaching and because of the whole atmosphere of the store, the positive reinforcement, these guys don't even realize we're short on inventory. These guys are selling cars like we still have 100 plus cars on a lot to sell. They're not stopping, and which is in turn a beautiful thing. You know, it's almost to the point where our owner's kind of like, why do I need to keep buying 150 cars on a lot when I could keep just 30, 40 cars and you guys sell them all the time and just keep. That being said, it's a different culture, and it's definitely helped a lot with that type of mentality. And I know that when the shift of at the dealership, there was times when it was a little bit more negative, like more of that hardcore, you know, you're horrible, you're not a good closer, that type of stuff gets stronger, you know, which when I was coming up, that's the way I was coached, right?
Ripped into shape.
But at the same time, when you did things right, they gave you the love too. Don't get me wrong. You know, I got plenty of love in my time, but we got a little bit more of that old school, you know, rub your head, give you noggins type stuff, like, hey, do your thing. But I learned from that a little bit different. Granted, would I have learned maybe faster or maybe been more receptive if they were more positive reinforcement? Maybe. I don't know. But what I can say is that it works 100% with the new people that are coming into the workforce. These people, that's the way they want to be treated. That's the way they need to be treated. And they absolutely, they flourish in that environment. And I love it. So I think that it's a great way to do it. I'm that type of person anyway. I'm a positive guy. I love to have a good time. I don't like to tell somebody that they're horrible and you're weak and, you know, weak sauce and you need to work on your skills. I like to rather tell them, hey, this is what you've done wrong. Let me show you how you could do it right. Show them a few, and then, you know, coach them up. And then obviously if they've been doing it for a long time, eventually you got to sit there and say, hey, you know, maybe it's just not the right thing for you. But
and at any time that we've actually been corrected in coming up as far as showing you what to do on the lot and then being in a meeting when somebody else is getting gotten on to, right? And you know what it's like when coach is jumping on you and he's really grilling into you. That fear of failure is also what made us try to, hey, I don't want to be the guy that
I don't want to be that
talk.
Guy. Yeah.
You know, I don't want nobody talking to me like that. So I'm going to make sure that I'm not in that posture to be spoken to that way. So I'm going to go be excellent over here, right? And that would be a lot of what would motivate so many car guys coming up. And there is a culture change where it is so incredibly important that positive reinforcement is what we're using to build up each other and the people that we're going with.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
With that, I do want to say that this brew has been brought to you by Think Ad Group.
That's right.
And you can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com. And the very first conversation that we were blessed enough to have with David was inside of the think tank. So get you some of that with those incredible solutionaries that we are bringing solutions with. Man, on that, we are going to go ahead and jump to number three.
You know, the third question would be from me would be, you know, when you're looking for somebody to coach, what is the one trait on a new hire or somebody that you see that comes in that makes you go, this guy's going to make it? What's the trait that they need to make it in the business world?
Well, number one, Fred, I don't look for, I would recommend that, you know, we're not looking for skill sets. You know, I look for attitude.
I love it.
You could teach anybody. You could coach. You could teach anybody. But do they have the attributes of positivity? Do they have the attributes of just being courteous? Do they have the attributes of just the drive, the motivation? The first question you asked me. Those are the type of things that I would hire for. I could teach skill. And once they're coachable, then they have the potential to fulfill their dreams. They have the potential to maximize the goals. They have the potential to sell as many, you know, cars as possible. So it's all about those attributes and not saying, okay, please let me know when the last, you know, your last job and they haven't had any, you know, car sales and experience or, you know, listen, it's all about attitude. I hire for attitude.
Oh, that is such a great coaching answer right there. I agree with that 100% because you can teach people all kinds of skill sets, but one thing you can't teach is the right attitude and hustle. Those things right there, people have those, and if they have it, you know, you treat them and teach them. And if you do that, they're going to just flourish so much because, You know, you can have the guy who has all the skill set, who has everything. He has the closes. He has it all. He's written everything. But if he doesn't have the work ethic and he has a poor, negative attitude, he's not going to do anything. He's just going to sit there and he's going to do the bare minimum, if that. He's going to complain all day long at work. He's going to cause cancer throughout the dealership. He's going to, you know, he's going to just make everybody or whatever, wherever you work. It doesn't matter if it's a car dealership, whether it's, you know, real estate, whatever you're doing as a profession, if you are being negative and you are using the wrong type of attitude in there and you have no hustle, man, it's just going to be tough to be anything. You know, even people who are professional esports, electronic sports, playing video games, those guys hustle and they work hard. They actually have to put time in. They're not sitting there just playing like 1 hour a day. They're putting 12 hours a day of work in. They're actually figuring out things they're doing, but they have an attitude and they're in a good mood and they're having fun. They're doing what they're passionate about. So no matter what you do, just like David said, you have, when you're hiring somebody or if you're new coming up in the game, just have a good attitude. Make sure you're ready to hustle. And if you do that, people will see that and they will hire you and they will love to teach you, because there's nothing better than teaching somebody who wants it like a sponge. And I absolutely love that. So and great answer.
Seeing that attitude is, in most case scenarios, the 100% most important thing that you can.
It determines your altitude 100% of the time.
Line, right? If you do the attitude test, which is take all of the letters of the alphabet, add up which ones is inside of attitude, and you'll actually see that it equals 100. If you add up all the numbers, the corresponding
A is 1, you know, 100. T is whatever number it is, A, B, C, D, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like you add it up, you add those numbers, it turns into 100.
Because it is the most important thing for 100%. You to actually get in gear. And it doesn't take talent to get your attitude right.
None.
It does not take talent
to adjust your attitude. That's it.
That's right. So car guys, car gals, we're going to jump into asking question number 4. And question number 4 is actually going to come from a special guest of ours. I know that right now David is moving and grooving and he's got to do what it is that he is doing.
Man.
And we appreciate it. Thank you so much for jumping
sunny
in
Miami.
With us in Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami, right? I love it. So we're going to go ahead and jump to a different screen real quick, and we are going to let the one, the only Jason Garris ask the next question. Man, I'm excited. Guys, you don't even understand how much fun it is knowing that we have solutionaries in the room like David, like Jason, like all of the other individuals that have been inside of the cafe. But I want to go ahead and let Jason ask this next question.
Hi, everybody. Again, it's me, Jason, here. I want to say hello to you guys all and to David, say that I love you very much for all the years that we've known each other. That said, you know, the other day when you had reached out to me, I knew that you owning your business now was going to be a hit. You know, you're a good one, the ones that really care. And so I've got a lot of good connections. And one is, you know, the Car Guy Coffee podcast with Lou and Fred. They have been nothing but genuine friends to me and great. So these people here are people who I think that will let you be able to speak and let you go far and also be able to let the crowd, their audience, learn from you. And the audience has so much to learn. To all of you, I've known David for over 30 years and it's an incredible person. My mother, which passed away in December, has known my mom and, known David, for many, many years and, loved David. Why? So why is it that everybody loves David? David is a very stand-up, very smart individual, very energetic, very caring individual, very respectful, so respectful. And you know, one of those things that if you ask him a question, he's not going to give you the answer. He's going to give you the full answer. And that's what, you know, what I love about people is that when you ask a question, they don't just give you a quick answer. They give you the whole answer beyond the answer because they're passionate about what they do. I mean, the guy is a very sharp-dressed man. and that's the way I believe to be dressed too as well, is that, you know, you could just look at him and he's solid, solid. So, to make it to the Denver Broncos football team, to make it on any NFL football team, is a big, incredible, you know, journey, a legacy. And then also not to just make it there, but to win the Super Bowl the year that he was on the team is even better yet. Because those years, he'll be able to sit back and he's got that fat Super Bowl ring that many people love to wear. And that's what David Story is going to be able to teach you guys all. And that's for him to tell you. And I don't want to talk about me or anything. It's not about me. It really is all about him. So I've known David forever. I'm very grateful to him. I love him. David, thank you for all the help that you've given me, even getting started in my ventures, and giving me the discipline, but not only giving me discipline, but giving me constructive criticism. It's okay to take it. In the beginning, I remember being offensive about it. I'm sorry, defensive. And once I became offensive, going to fix some problems, and I got better at it, and we learned a lot. And so that's what he does. It's just what he's great at. David, anyway, I have a question, and my question to you would be, in the auto industry, there's so many people who have software and tools, and everyone's trying to figure out what to do next. The coronavirus is here. So my question to you is, and I know you started your new business with coaching and human resources and hiring, but my question to you is, what is it that you are going to be able to help the car business with? What is it that you're going to be able to do? Everybody wants to know, what is it you're going to be able to do? And then the next thing is like, how long does it take for a dealer or a salesperson to actually come around to your program? And so again, David, that's my question for today. I love you, man.
Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate the kudos, and the feelings are mutual. But to answer your question, you know, what do I offer? What does DG Coaching and Consulting Services offer? It's a multiple of things. Number one, we do offer a basic line of HR functions. So, you know, that could be from interviewing. We kind of talked about what are the things that we look for, or what are the things to look for in a applicant or a candidate that's going to come to your car business and your dealership. And it's number one is, do you have the proper interviewing skills? Do you have unbiased training? Are you making decisions based on biases that will not, you know, select the best candidate? You know, are you selecting, you know, folks from a diverse background to really represent the community that you serve? So there's some basic, what I call compliance attributes that I could help a dealership just from bringing on talent. Then there is the bigger end is retention. As you know, the turnover in the car business is, you know, it's come and go. And do you have the proper, you know, retention tactics and culture, as we kind of talked about in the beginning of the show, to make people want to stay, want to give that discretionary effort, want to be able to be the best, want to move up and develop? So those are some things that I would be able to look into your organization and assess and make sure it fits the right objectives of that dealership. And then there's just other basic HR functions, you know, whether it's sexual harassment, diversity and inclusion type trainings. Mm-hmm. There's just basic trainings that we can provide that if those are not instilled in your organization, I could help with that. And then something that I'm really proud of
is being a certified life coach, executive coach, I can help with leadership and building team dynamics. There's one thing about the car business that is very transferable to athletics is not only do you have to be a team to be successful, but also there's you have to have some great individuals doing some great work, right? You know, I was blessed to be with Terrell Davis and John Elway, and you know what?
Yeah, Hall of Famers.
But you know what? They are one hell of a player, you know.
Yes.
And they rock. So, you know, how do we get those individuals that we think are rock stars perform at a high level? How do you get that person that's new, that's inexperienced, and you know, a rookie, and get that individual to perform at a high level, and then together and collectively, that's when you have a great team.
Well, that's huge because everybody has to play their position and play their position excellently.